With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. For farmers, 2018 was a bit of a mixed bag depending on what you were growing. For instance, if you grew corn, you did pretty well. Corn was one of the fastest growing top U.S. exports in 2018. Impressive given that 2018 will prove to have been a record-breaking year rich with fast-growing exports. Cameron Doherty with the USDA explains corn exports increased by a bunch.
We saw a 37% increase in corn exports. We haven't seen numbers at that level since 2014, and that was largely fueled by increased exports to countries like Japan, Korea, Taiwan, and Vietnam. So we saw a large increase in trade to the Asia region.
But it's not all good news for farmers. One of the best crops to grow in recent years has been soy. That wasn't the case in 2018, thanks to the trade war with China. Soy exports were way down.
In soybeans, we saw a 18% decrease, and we went from $19.1 billion to $15.7 billion in exports.
And he says wheat exports fell too.
In wheat, we saw a 14% decrease in exports from $5.6 billion to $4.8 billion.
And many farmers fear it will take years to rebuild those trading relationships and bring those numbers up. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to the Ag Information Network of the West at aginfo.net.